7B.
Why do you think we're attracted to sport?
One of the things that sport does is it's an extension of what small children all have to do and want to do. They want to, when they can only crawl, they want to walk. When they can't crawl, they want to crawl. Shortly before they can crawl. They want to walk, they want to run, they want to climb, they want to do things that grown-ups can do. They want to catch, they want to throw, they want to fight, they want to have force and strength, bodily strength, they want to run fast. And these are all things that sport is an extension of. So it seems to me that it's absolutely basic to human beings. The things that lead up to sport, the psychological fundamental things, psychological and physiological things, the coordination, dancing, movement, you know, people like these things. And little children, if given any sort of encouragement, I don't mean for sport in particular, will do these kinds of things.
Does sport damage family life?
The second thing I would want to say about it is that sport is a passion. I think it's sort of come through in some of the other things I've been saying. And a passion can also lead people away from a family. But in a good family, people's different passions can be accommodated. And you come back into the family and you bring something from the passion you've had. And that enhances the life of the family. That's an ideal situation, but it's also an ordinary situation. So I again see no reason why it should be the case. There are tendencies for it to be the case, but there's no reason why it has to be the case. And very often it isn't the case.